Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crowe, and Election Day is coming up on July 11th, and early voting going on right now. We feel it's important that we get a chance to meet all the candidates in Monroe's mayoral election, and joining us via Facebook chat today is Ronnie Scott. Ronnie, welcome to Lanyap.
Hey, Corey. Thanks for having me.
Well, first, you're a little bit of a different kind of candidate. You're running not as a Democrat or Republican, but as a Libertarian candidate. What does that mean, and why are you running as a Libertarian?
What it means is, as a Libertarian, there's a lot open to interpretation, but one of the key principles is to fight for individual liberties. And so as a product of the Deep South, as I've grown and learned, I've realized that on both the right and the left, there's division and also outliers that I just refuse to be associated with. And so what I was able to do is find a political affiliation that allowed me to stand up for my neighbors, no matter who they are.
Ronnie, what are some of the biggest problems you see in Monroe right now you'd like to tackle if you're elected as mayor?
So some of the biggest problems that we have is, as I've said before, fear is a huge one. But we also are the product of we're just coming out of Jim Crow, and we're still holding on to a lot of past ideals. And honestly, there's still a lot of people in power still in business and in politics that are devout segregationists and also just don't view their neighbors equally. And until we can nullify some of that power, then we can't all succeed. So anything that is centered around unity or a collective vision, until this is addressed and snuffed out to the best of our ability, we're not going to get there. There will only be opportunities for partial successes and patchwork politics, which is what we have now. And so as we look around at what we have been voting for and what we have been building with the power of our votes, and whether we've used those or not, I mean, we have pretty low voter turnout. What that is, I believe, is a product of a hopeless culture. Every election cycle, I hear the same things. People talking about, in a negative way, poor people getting bused to the polls, and usually that's also denoted as people of color. And so what that tells me is that we still have a lot of people here that don't want other people to vote. And so there is no unity in that. And, you know, we still have a lot of representatives in office that still choose to cater to those people because they are established and because they are, you know, a significant part of a tax base and things like that. And we just can't prosper in a system built off greed. And I think we need a direct tangent towards progress. I believe this particular system with its players is unmendable and it's untenable. And until we address the issues and move forward, we will continue to digress because other parts of the country are becoming more attractive and we are not. And there are reasons for that. There's a cause to all of these effects. And as we look around and we get to decide every day what we're willing to do. And if that doesn't start inside a person's home and then push out into areas of need, we'll continue to have what we have. And that's what I've been working on, is doing the extra and filling in the gaps, and also being an ear and a voice to those that have been stymied for generations. And that's the best path forward that I can see as as a student of business and economics and psychology, and as a business owner myself, and looking at the hiring practices locally, you know, it's not uncommon to find people in power that always have hired at least 90% white people for positions of management or just at all. And so we've still got a lot of correction to do for our population in opportunities. And I've identified quite a few that can go beside that so we can have progress while we work on restoring some balance to our actual economy.
Ronnie Scott is with us. He is a candidate for mayor of Monroe. We've got about 30 seconds or so left, and I just wanted to give you an opportunity to tell folks why maybe they should vote for you instead of the other candidates.
Well, one of the things that I have excelled in professionally is rising values in neglected areas. So when the homeowners of Monroe, for the most part, would like to see a better economy and they would like to see their home values go up and they would like to see the local economy working for them instead of being blackballed from all of it, then there's only one person that I've seen in this panel that has the education, the experience, and the work ethic to get those things done, and that's me. So I chose to run for mayor to use some of my advantages for the benefit of all of my neighbors in Monroe and in Ouachita Parish, Northeast Louisiana. It's all affected by the seat of Monroe, and I'm for the progress over the politics. And for further information on a lot of the projects that are lined out, you can visit rs2020.com and feel free to give me a call or shoot me an email with any specific projects or questions that you may have that aren't addressed on the website.
That's Ronnie Scott, candidate for mayor. To find out about him and other candidates, you can visit our website, kedm.org. And don't forget, 90.3 KEDM will be out on the town this 4th of July. That's Saturday night. We'll be providing the music in downtown West Monroe for the big 4th of July celebration. You can find out more about that on our website, kedm.org.